Welcome back, everybody, to Money Mindset, the chat where we talk about money and our perspective that we are supposed to have towards our parnasa, towards our assets. And again, the goal of our entire group is to be able to lead happier lives, because when we fully internalize and recognize the fact that God is in charge of everything, it will change our perspective on everything we do throughout the day. And we're going to be based in the Chofetz HaLevavot, the Shaar HaBitachon, where we talk about how we can strengthen this bitachon muscle, how we can become better at this, and again, ultimately lead happier lives. You know, many of the Rishonim and many of the great Tzaddikim talk about how they would learn 15 minutes of Chofetz HaLevavot a day just to get themselves in the proper perspective going into the day, and it would change everything that they would interact with throughout that day. So one of the things that the Chofetz HaLevavot talks about a lot is the different spiritual benefits of someone who is a Baal Bitachon. Talks a little bit about the difference between Emunah and Bitachon, but someone who's a Baal Bitachon, someone who really believes and has faith in God in all that happens in their day, is going to have many different types of benefits. Number one, he says, is that you are going to be able to attain the two most elusive words, and that words that are so important that we all strive for, and that is Menuchas HaNefesh. Peace of mind, peace of heart, peace of soul, where we are able to take away some of the stress. Stress is so difficult, it's so tough, and it's warranted. It makes sense. We do have to put in our ishtalos, we do have to work hard, but if we're able to attain this menuchas hanefesh, to be able to ultimately let go and let God, as Rabbi Goldberg likes to say, we will become happier people. And he talks about the fact that if we rely on other things, if we rely on our own work, which of course, again, we have to work harder, if we rely on our bank accounts, our markets, our stocks, our portfolios, whatever it may be, we are going to lose some of that divine providence. We know it's all coming from Hashem. And Hashem looks and says, if you want to put all your faith in that, if you want to put all your faith in this company and that thing, go ahead, be my guest and see what happens. Again, hishtadlus, important, but we need to be able to keep that perspective. We also know that oftentimes, says the Chofetz HaLevavot, we do put a little too much faith in our bank account. Oh, if this happens, you know, I'm going to be okay anyway because of all of this. And we know, of course, there is a certain comfort, and we know that there is security in having extra in the bank. But we also know that ultimately, it's all coming from above, and when we're supposed to have it, we will, and when not, Hashem knows exactly what to do. But we go even further, says the Chofetz HaLevavot, Shlomo HaMelech in Koheles, constantly talks about the fact that if people are so concerned with money nonstop, and only looking about how they can grow it and save it and secure all that they have, they are never even going to be able to enjoy that which they already do have. And it's something which Shlomo HaMelech talks about as an affliction of his day. Even people that do have, and people that are able to go ahead and lead lives of happiness, they are so stressed with everything else happening that they can't enjoy in any capacity. So that's all under the category of Menuchas HaNefesh, being able to go and relax a little bit in some capacity. Again, working hard, but not driving yourself crazy. And number two, he says, is that if we fully internalize and recognize the fact that God is the one who's in charge, we don't need to get unnecessarily close to people that we don't necessarily like being around, but just because they have this or they have that, we feel like we need to be close to them. Oftentimes, undeserved flattery, chanifa, this type of isser, we feel like we can't possibly separate from certain types of people, even if they're not necessarily the greatest influences, because, oh, they have this, they have that. We need to make sure we're on their good side. You have to make sure to treat everybody nicely. You have to make sure to treat everybody the right way. And you have to not worry about all of this, because again, if we recognize it's coming from Hashem, we will do the right thing no matter what we're doing, no matter who we're interacting with. And if we see something wrong, if we see something that we don't feel is proper, we'll be able to call it out for what it is. And then he just basically then goes on to talk about a third benefit, which is just that when we ultimately again recognize Hashem is in charge, it won't be something that is consuming our minds constantly. Again, this is all really tough because inflation is high, expenses are high, and it's really, really tough right now. But when we again recognize that God is the one who is in charge, it changes our perspective. And he goes into seven or eight differences between what he calls the alchemist and the person with emunah. The alchemist is a person who's able to go and turn tin into gold, so he always has his parnasa, which he says is basically the equivalent of someone nowadays who's able to manipulate markets in some way. And someone with emunah, and the difference is that someone doesn't always have to feel like they're on the run, like other people are out to get them. When we see that God is in charge, it changes our day. You know, I always think about, you know, there's certain sports players with certain contracts. You have Patrick Mahomes has a $500 million contract over 10 years or whatever it may be. What does that mean? He knows exactly how much money he's going to make for the next 10 years. So he's got security. He doesn't need to think about someone who has a contract. Oh, what difference does God make? I have a 5-year contract. So what's the problem? And the answer is we have no idea what type of expenses can come up. We have no idea what our bottom line is going to be. We have no idea what can happen with the markets, with the economy. We don't know anything. We do our best. We try our best to go ahead and make the most of every situation. But we will continue to push and continue to go ahead and work towards this faith mindset, which again will make us happier people in every way. When we are able to let go in some capacity, it changes our lives. Again, really difficult to attain. That's why we try to give each other chizuk. We're going to hopefully work towards this and continue to give each other chizuk as we start Monday pre-markets. So hopefully we can all have a wonderful and successful day. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day.